Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
As European leaders try to figure out the next steps in salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, we're going to focus in on one man who was crucial in orchestrating the deal from the start, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. With Iran violating key parts of the deal and the United States pulling out a year ago, Zarif is stuck in the middle. Farnaz Fasihi writes about Iran for the New York Times, and she recently interviewed Foreign Minister Zarif. Farnaz, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Remind us again what Foreign Minister Zarif's role was in completing the nuclear deal.
Mr. Zarif's role was crucial to getting the nuclear deal sealed because he was a figure that was somewhat trusted among all the other Iranian officials by the West. The Americans felt comfortable with him. He speaks very good English. He's spent many years in America. And he managed to gain the confidence and trust of the Iranian leadership establishment, namely the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, who gave him the green light to go ahead and make this deal. He was really the point man for both Europe, the United States, and the other signatories, Russia, China, and Germany.
Now, what position does he find himself in now? Because we know that, and you've written about the fact that Iranian hardliners are accusing him of being too American. At the same time, hardliners in the U.S., like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton, are also saying he's too American. What does that mean?
Post the nuclear deal, Mr. Zarif was hailed as a hero in Iran. He was hailed as the man who was going to bring Iran out of its isolation and bring economic prosperity back to Iran. None of that have panned out because with the election of Donald Trump, the U.S. pulled out of the Iran deal and imposed sanctions, and many of those foreign investments that Iran was hoping to gain have not panned out. European investors had to leave the country because they didn't want to risk sanctions with the U.S. So his fortunes have diminished. His popularity at home has decreased because people see that their livelihoods haven't really improved after the nuclear deal. And the hardliners have been vindicated. They say, see, we told you you can't trust the Americans. We went and we signed a deal. We were compliant with all the terms. We stopped enriching uranium at the degree that we were enriching, and we got rid of our stockpiles, and yet they've imposed sanctions. The Americans, on the other hand, President Trump's administration, has taken a very hard line view of Mr. Zarif. They say there's no difference between Mr. Zarif as a moderate politician and the hardliners, and that we should not trust any of the Iranians and treat them all the same. Remarkably, Washington's even speaking about sanctioning Mr. Zarif, which is, you know, an unprecedented move of sanctioning the foreign minister of Iran.
Now, what are his thoughts about the future of the nuclear deal as someone who's essentially caught in the middle here and someone who orchestrated parts of the deal?
When I spoke to Mr. Zarif last week for the story that we did in the New York Times, his view was that the deal will be saved. It's an important deal. It's a landmark political deal. It will be saved if the Europeans remain within their commitments, if Iran feels like it has something to gain, and that if not, then Iran is very much willing to take steps to decrease its commitment, and this is in a way to pressure Europe. And he did say that these steps were not permanent, that any time that Europe reinvests in Iran or manages to open up business interactions and investments, Iran would reverse this decision and go back to full compliance.
Farnaz Fasihi writes about Iran for the New York Times. Farnaz, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.